Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the World Economic Forum's 2025 Resilience Pulse Check. Now, this is a report that came out earlier this year. The report is important because it is a global snapshot of how prepared organizations are for today's risk environment. And here's the spoiler. Most companies are just not ready. And that gap is a big opportunity for leaders who can act and take action now. Here at BrightPath, our perspective here is that resilience must be something that is strategic, that is integrated, and that is treated as a growth engine for your organization. Resilience is something that enables you to thoughtfully take on risk and use that process to help achieve your strategic objectives. Now, in the report, let's talk about what it says about the state of resilience in 2025. The World Economic Forum's findings were that 84% of companies, 84% said that they were underprepared despite saying that resilience is critical. They say that risks are no longer one-off events. They are all interconnected and often occur simultaneously. For example, climate impacts can disrupt your supply chain, which triggers financial volatility in the market and for your organization, and that impacts the trust of your customers when you're not able to achieve what they're looking for from you as the provider or manufacturer or professional services firm. The World Economic Forum found that too many organizations are reactive. They're patching vulnerabilities instead of addressing them holistically. And they're planning around the last crisis instead of the next crisis that is coming at them. This reactive mindset keeps them in a mode of constant recovery instead of getting ahead of planning for and mitigating those risks. Now, we've argued for many times here on this podcast and in other content that resilience has to be strategic. And we see that resilience has moved from being some kind of back office safeguard to a boardroom level priority, but only if you make it so, and only if you have leaders credible enough to carry that forward. In today's environment, resilience directly influences competitive advantage for your organization. Brand trust, agility, speed to market are all things that rely upon resilience. So resilience is something that we see that needs to be embedded into governance, investment decisions, product strategy, and culture in your organization, and other elements if you're in a different industry than perhaps manufacturing or a product-led industry. Organizations that do this are better positioned to anticipate, to adapt, and capitalize on disruptions when they occur. And those that don't do this are constantly one step behind those who do. Common gaps that we see and that the World Economic Forum calls out in this report: outdated scenario-based planning, siloed operations where risk, the business, IT security, and business continuity are all working in silos. Separate resilience disciplines with no unifying framework. How many times have we talked about that here? And plans that are not tested under realistic, high-pressure conditions. So how can you close those gaps? Well, you need a cross-functional governance structure. You need some kind of way to cut across those silos and find ways to work together to advance your strategies. You should run complex exercises that involve multiple disruption types and external partners. You should integrate all resilience functions, not necessarily under one leader, but under one operational framework. We call that the resilience operating model. And you should make testing or exercising and continuous improvement part of your annual business cycle. Too many leaders think that resilience just means protection, and that's only half the story. Offensive resilience means anticipating change before it forces your hand. It means spotting and seizing opportunities when disruption hits. It means using lessons learned from crises to improve processes and accelerate transformation. For example, companies that pivoted during the pandemic to a new business model and gained market share didn't go back to the way that it used to be. They moved forward in their new operating model. Our book, From Panic to Poise, contains a methodology that is really built around this mindset, helping you bounce forward, not bounce back when a disruption hits. So again, the World Economic Forum's 2025 findings really echo things that we have been talking about over the last several months and things that we see today. And that is that resilience should be integrated into your core strategy. That we need to build leadership capacity as a multiplier, as a force multiplier. We need to close capability gaps with structure, with exercises or testing and integration. And we must treat resilience as an engine for growth, not just as a cost center. In our view, in a volatile world, resilience is the ultimate competitive edge. I would invite you to read our article we wrote about this topic over the weekend, the 2025 Resilience Imperative, Lessons from the World Economic Pulse Check and Bright Pass Playbook, where we go into these ideas in more depth. You'll see a link in the show notes. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.